WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
In the race to the moon. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, you sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I want to be a spaceman too. No, sir, it's a pom-a-pom-a-pom-a-pom-a-pom. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, don't you know you got my heart a-thumping? Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind with an A, A, with an A. You sure have started something. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I wanna be a spaceman too. Yodel-ay, 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 yodel-ay. Spaceman too. No, sir, son, it's Pepper Map, 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 Map too. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, certainly got my heart a-thumping. Oh, Mr. Spaceman, I'm not really very far behind.
How do we end?
Like this.
Gee, Captain Zan.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and other internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org. Today, we're live again in the studio. We have poetry from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, Ralph Munn, Creative Writing Contest honorees, as well as short prose from those students as well. Five or six students scheduled to join us in our 10 to 11 o'clock hour today. Also, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts will have a live preview featuring numbers from The Sorcerer, which opens October 21st and runs through October 30th at the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Center in Ross Township. That, plus puzzles and games and opportunities to interact with each other all morning long. Good morning to Tommy, who has checked in. Russ checked in early this morning as well. And hello to Mike and you. Thank you for meeting us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Instead of give love. hear he'll only stay if he can be a guest. He lives one day at a time, west. My family left home when I was a child to head out west, all open and wild. But I still can't wait to get the prairie on a pony. I'm gonna head back out to the rolling plains and leave behind the great stucco forest. I'll be using all these stormy nights for rest. For my daybreak journey,
Mary McCaslin, an artist I've been playing since Somebody Let This Teenager on the Radio, back when I was one. She passed away Sunday, October 2nd, just last Sunday. At the age of 75, amazing songwriter. Her last album came out in 1994. Way Out West came out in 1973. We'll play some more from her throughout today's program. I Wish You Could Have Been a Fly on the Wall. Yesterday, in our Youth Media Center, in the morning, we had science class. I walked into the studios after a meeting I had in Hazelwood, and there were Petri dishes, thankfully with lids on, all over a couple of our classroom tables, and a bunch of kids. An entire science class full of them recording a podcast about what they learned about bacteria as part of a science class program. That was at Manchester Academic Charter School, visiting our studios. And then they left, and our instructors took a quick break, changed things around a little bit, and welcomed students from Barnesville, Ohio, about 2 hours away. Olney Friends School came to visit, and these kids came up with a podcast in real time. They sat, they worked on it. They were all high school students. They rehearsed it, recorded it, and did some multi-track with it, and it sounded great. And it was especially interesting because this is a boarding school in Ohio that made this field trip to our studios. And a few of the students were international students. And I'm trying to remember, I know we had a few Ethiopian students. I think there was a student from Uganda as well. Thank you to all of our staff who worked on those field trips. Deanna Beringer, Tad Whistle, Chad Green, Ben Rutkowski, Annalise Abraham, all involved in making sure those field trips were a great success. A lot of other great things happening in the week, too. Those are the highlights. I hope it was a good week for you. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now for our pop quiz, and our pop quiz this week is straightforward enough, I think. We want you to consider, if you would, the word MASH, M-A-S-H. It is a four-letter word. It starts with the letter M and ends with the letter H, four letters, M, blank, 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 M, blank, blank, no, M, blank, blank, H, four letters, starting with M, ending in H. Can you come up with five other words that start with the letter M and end with the letter H? Your words must be exactly four letters long of the form M, blank, blank, H. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, or you can use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. This is new from Rory Block. The album is called Ain't Nobody Worried. It's a old chestnut of a song that I suspect you'll recognize.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I have gone. When I die, just bury me deep down at the end of old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine as she goes roaring on by. So I can hear old number nine as she goes roaring on by. When I'm dead and in my grave, no more good times will I crave. Place a stone at my head and feet, Lord, tell them all I've gone to sleep. Tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I am on. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I have gone. When I die, just bury me deep down at the end of old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number nine as she goes roaring on by. So I can hear old number nine as she goes roaring on by. Freight train going so fast. Freight train going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know the route I have gone. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, so they won't know who I have gone.
Bump, bump, butch, bump. Bum, butch, bum,
I'll buy you bum, butch, a diamond bum, ring bum, butch, if it bum, makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything if it makes you feel alright. I don't care much for money. Money can't buy me.
Love can't buy me. Love you can't buy me. Love can't buy me. Love you can't buy me.
I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too.
You can't buy me.
I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care much for money. Money can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no.
Who can't buy me love? You can't buy me. Who can't buy me love? You can't buy me.
Say you don't want no diamond ring, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want those kind of things that money just can't buy. Ooh, up. For I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love, love, love. 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 Love, love. It can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love, no.
Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no.
Love can't buy me love. You can't buy me.
Love can't buy me love. You can't buy me.
Money
can't buy me love.
You can't buy me
love.
Love can't buy me love.
Love can't buy me love.
You can't buy me love.
No, no, no.
You can't buy me love.
Money can't buy me love. I don't care much for money. Money can't buy me love.
Say you don't want no diamond ring,
and I'll be satisfied. Ooh-wop. Tell me that you want those kind of things that money just can't buy. Ooh-wop. For I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Love can't buy.
The group known as Hot Soup at the Saturday Light Brigade from 2005. The album is called The Way You Like It. Rory Block with Freight Train. From her album, which I believe is officially out on Tuesday, called Ain't Nobody Worried. Hello to Rick in Mooresville, South Carolina, who requested some Doc Watson songs. And a few Saturday Light Brigade favorites from some other areas, too. We'll work on getting those on for you. Well, we asked you to come up with four-letter words starting with M and ending in H, and there are quite a few. And it's actually a lot of fun to see the range of them. One that a number of folks came up with was myth, M-Y-T-H. Did you get that by any chance? That was one I came up with on my own and was probably my favorite. Bonnie has much, moth, math, mesh. She did have myth. And myrrh, M-Y-R-H. As well as mush and meth and mock. Tom put his in the form of a sentence. My favorite myth, Mothman, traveled at Mach 5 speed to the mosh pit because his much-loved mosh was being served with a mesh net. Russ in Kang, North Carolina, came up with much, mock, mush, mesh, math, meth, myth, moth, mosh, mesh, and mwah. The universal kiss sound, mwah. And he remembers Dinah Shore blowing a kiss after singing, "See the USA in your Chevrolet." I do remember. Russ wasn't sure that I would. Excellent answers. And Jim in Crafton Heights has myth, mesh, math, mosh, mock, moth, mush, and much. Linda has mush, mesh, or mush, mesh, myth, math, and moth. Tommy did a sentence as well. Moth in a mesh leotard had too much math homework, and his breakfast of mosh didn't help, so he thought of hitting the meth, but knew he'd hit Mach 1 if he did. Mush, moth, meth, math. Now check that. Mush, moth, myth, math, mash, much, meth, from Leslie in Oakland. John in Baden had a lot of the same ones. Mock math, mesh math, mesh. Usually accompanied by mash, he says, and mosh and moth and much and mush and myth. Sue in South Park, math, mush, mosh, myth, moth, much. Sue capitalized the M and the H in each of those words, which made them easier for me to get through. Thank you, Sue. Jeffrey of Squirrel Hill, mash, mesh, mosh, math, moth, mock, capitalized, no less, appropriately so, much, and meth. And here's math, mesh, myth, moth, much, and mush. I need to find out who that one's from. These are all of the answers that have come in. I'll have to check who that last participant was. It came in by text without the details. But a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And if you came up with the correct answer, well done. Another John just texted to say hello. thinking we must have two Johns in Baden. We might, either that, or I might have, I don't know. Are there two Johns in Baden? We have one John in Baden whose phone number ends in 81. If you are also a John in Baden, text us quickly. That's the easiest way, right? 412-200-5975, and I'll be able to distinguish between the two of you. Busy morning, 412-200-5975, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets John's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Hey, Merle, how do you crank that thing off, son?
Requested by Rick in Mooresville. There's Doc Watson and little Maggie with Merle playing along with him. We'll try to get some more of your requests on as well. Thank you for being with us this morning.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The October 2022 issue, available now in print and online, includes the nomination for the Northside Chronicle's annual Reader's Choice Awards for Best of Northside Small Businesses. More information and Northside stories are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Let's see if we can warm up this chilly morning a little bit with today's history riddle. See if you're able to come up with the answer, and if you would like to take a guess, please join us. Born in 1827 in Ireland, this person was blamed for a Windy City event creating great harm when a reporter claimed she allowed something dangerous to have happened in her barn. October 8, 1871 was indeed a tragedy, but her involvement was likely fabricated. She died in 1895, and 102 years later was formally exonerated. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Born in 1827 in Ireland, this person was blamed for a Windy City event creating great harm when a reporter claimed that she allowed something dangerous to have happened in her barn. October 8, 1871 was indeed a tragedy, but her involvement was likely fabricated. She died in 1895. 102 years later, she was formally exonerated. 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as you solve our history riddle. Here's Pat Wichter.
When the story of our time is told, tell it. Will they say that we were brave and bold? How will they tell it? Did our conscience stir much too late? How will they tell it? Will they say we lived in fear and hate? How will they tell it? Aren't we the ones who write this tale? Oh, were we strong or did we succeed or did we fail? How will they tell it? How will they tell it? Will they say that we were just and fair? How will they tell it? When the powerless cried out, did we care? How will they tell it? Did we greet our neighbors with a smile?
azotea se vuelve infierno. Y sientes fuego en tu andar y tu sufrir pareciera eterno.
Under the Boardwalk. Did you hear it too? That same kind of rhythm in Pat Wichter's How Will They Tell It? I did one of those quick changes as I was listening to Pat's song. I said, this has a beat similar to Under the Boardwalk. Let's try to find a fun version of it, and I hope we did. Pat Wichter's How Will They Tell It is from his brand new album, just out, called Flare. And I had a really nice email chat with Pat last weekend. I sure hope he'll make it back to Pittsburgh soon. He played that song as part of the Greenwich Village Folk Festival, Phil Oaks Song Night that was held last Sunday night. The festival happens and is streamed the first Sunday of every month. This one hosted by Sonny Oaks. Pat did a couple Phil Oaks songs and then that song of his own, as do all of the performers. Really a great night when you cast programs like that to a larger screen. It's not the same as being there, but I'm not sure we could have, well, there was no trip to take. I was going to say taking the trip because all the artists were in different places, but it was a great program, the Greenwich Village Folk Fest and the work that they do. A lot of answers coming in. Let me give you our history riddle. Once again, Holly in Oakland was first to answer. Born in 1827 in Ireland, she was blamed for a Windy City event creating great harm when a reporter claimed that she allowed something dangerous to have happened in her barn. October 8th, 1871 was indeed a tragedy, but her involvement was likely fabricated. She died in 1895 and 102 years later was formally exonerated. (412) 200-5975. A blustery speech by Alderman Ed Burke at a Chicago City Council meeting exonerated her in 1997. Many people feel that she was blamed as a result of bigotry towards people from Ireland. We'll give you the correct answer in just a moment. Russ just came up with the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless. I first learned of this, writes Tom, from Walter Cronkite's Witness to History program. For a kid, it was confusing that someone from today could go back in time. I forgot about that program. Stu in McCandless has the correct answer, as does Linda in Collier. And Zach did some research to come up with it. Well done. Rich in Freeport came up with the correct answer, as did Rick in Mooresville. Bub of Freedom. Good morning, Bub. And hello to Tommy in Virginia. Tommy got the right answer. Good morning to Bob in Washington as well. We were looking for Catherine O'Leary. Catherine O'Leary. And the story of the Great Chicago Fire, said to have happened when a poorly tended cow in Mrs. O'Leary's barn kicked over a lantern. Many people thought she was turned into a scapegoat of sorts by blaming her cow and her leaving a lantern on in the barn for the cow to kick over. But years later, in 1997, she was exonerated, at least formally, in the city council meeting, where Alderman Ed Burke spoke in her defense. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for Mrs. O'Leary's cows. And Mrs. O'Leary, I should say, the person known. We're looking for Mrs. O'Leary, not the cows themselves. Isn't it nice to wake up together? Ted from Baldwin was thinking it might be Typhoid Mary. That's a great guess. And also a Saturday Light Brigade charge to Pawnee John. Or is it John? Thank you for being here with us this morning. We'll have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
It was a quiet night on McDonald's farm, except for up at the big red barn. It sounded like some kind of jamboree. The Holsteins were on a spree. They were party cows. They'd built them a fire, they'd raised a kettle of steam, a couple spare tubes from a milking machine, some corn and alfalfa from a silage spill, and they'd built them a homemade still. Oh, they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on boobs, they didn't come home till dawn. They tucked up their tails and they danced round the fire playing Bossa Novas on the cowbell choir. They sang Hey Diddle Diddle, Let's Shoot the Moon, and some of them were almost in tune, 'cause they were party cows. They sat around laughing till they fell in fits, telling filthy jokes about men with mitts, till Bossy said, Gals, let's get out of here, and they fired up the old John Deere. But they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on boobs, they didn't come home till dawn. They plowed up Main Street, they cruised back down. They rode out to the campus on the edge of the town. They snuck in the house down at Delta Chi, and they tipped over drunken guys, 'cause they were party cows. Now, I'm not endorsing this kind of wanton cruelty towards our fellow creatures. Just because they're large and not too bright doesn't mean they're not entitled to some modicum of dignity. But they do look pretty funny when they go over. They kind of wallow around on the floor going, Help, I've fallen and I can't reach my beer. But in case you're concerned, let me reassure you, no actual Greeks were harmed in the making of this song. They were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were out on black and white, they didn't come home till dawn. Well, the east was rosy, the first birds called, when the cows staggered home and crawled back in their stalls. They were red in the eyes, they were green round the mouth, they were utterly partied out. You saw that one coming. It was a quiet morning on McDonald's farm, especially up at the big red barn. The cows seemed sluggish and oddly aloof, and the milk was 48 proof. They were party cows, they were soggy and soused, they were bruised and confused, they looked pretty used. You could just tell that they felt like hell, 'cause they didn't come home till dawn. No, they didn't come home till dawn.
Zoe Mulford at the Saturday Light Brigade, and here's one we had a request for, Cheryl Wheeler.
Has anybody, have you ever been, Harry, have you ever been to an estate sale?
Never been to one.
John, have you ever been to
an estate sale? No, a serious rummage sales, but no one.
I think that estate sales might be.
I've inherited things.
Jonathan, you ever
My
been
father had one.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not even dead.
That's right.
The soundtrack to many a Saturday morning, sung by Cheryl Wheeler.
Estate sale today from 1 o'clock to 4. You go in, get ready, I'll go start the car. Better to be early than we'll be first in line. And you know how I love this. It's amazing what you'll find. Going through dead people's houses, wonderful. Check out upstairs. Old postcards and pens and blue fiesta wear. Shaving mugs and winged eyeglasses. Giant plastic pins. Linen suits and flower dresses. I'm so glad we got in. Going
Cheryl Wheeler and Estate Sale. Cheryl has been touring with Christine Laffin, but recently has been struggling with some illness. She's expected to recover, but has not been touring as of late. Cheryl Wheeler and Estate Sale. Bonnie raises a good point, wanting to know who was exonerated, Mrs. O'Leary or the cow. I'd like to think it was both, but I'm not sure if even Chicago City Council has dominion over cows, perhaps. But I think they were trying to clear her name rather than the cow's name. But you never know. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Bonnie's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I got stuff to do today, people to see and things to say. You know I got to get my way, 'cause I got stuff to do today. There's business dancing in my brain. Some make sense, some are insane. The latter gives me much less pain than business dancing in my brain. Well, you know I'm the CEO, all that business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck. I could be wrong, but what the heck? It's my turn here to stack the deck on the table here above my head. Well, don't you know I'm the CEO of all this business in my head, a puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed.
Jorma Kaukinen at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up. Hello to Charlie. Charlie knew the answer to our historical puzzle from last hour. He also, we were talking about four-letter words ending in M and or starting with M and ending in H. And he said, I'm not sure if anybody added much, meaning much, M-U-C-H. I think we had much, but in case I didn't mention it, we now have much.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We have got an open house for Radical Days this coming Wednesday, and it's the last of our Radical Days open houses. We hope you'll visit our new Youth Media Center this Wednesday, October 12th, 4 to 7 o'clock. Stop in anytime. We're on Pittsburgh's north side and co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And while we have a moment, allow me to let you know that